This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. It was a very emotional MasterChef last night. Andy, Alice, Mindy and Julia cooked for their loved ones. Sadly, we lose our ray of sunshine in the contest. Welcome to Joy, Alice.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm very pleased to be here.
No problem at all. Now, after months of competition, Alice, last night you cooked for your partner, Nick, who joined you in the kitchen, and you had to cook his favourite dish, which was lamb, but you were struggling with those lamb shanks last night.
I think the problem was that the lamb shanks were totally an afterthought. It was kind of like, well, you know, maybe I'll just do two textures, maybe I'll just, you know, try add another technique to the mix, because I've never actually braised lamb shanks in a pressure cooker before, so it's just like, you know, why not now?
What I love about you, Alice, is that you don't make it easy on yourself, doll, do you?
No. In fact, as I've always said to my students, never settle for mediocre. So, you know, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a bang.
Now, you're such a fun contestant this year, always smiling, a bit crazy, and we love those funky specs too, doll.
Thank you very much.
Now, coming into the competition and learning so much, how has that changed you as a person and as a cook?
I think in terms of changing me as a person, it's probably made me realise my strengths and my weaknesses. In terms of, you know, every time that I went out with in a team challenge and I got a chance to interact with the public, that's really where I was just sort of in my element. And I guess it's something that I've taken for granted. And suddenly I had 23 other people saying to me, oh my God, you are the best at this. You're amazing and all these things. And so I guess it kind of made me sort of reinforce for me that what I want to do is interact with people more. So that's really cool. In terms of my cooking, it's definitely made me cleaner. I think I can actually follow a recipe now, which is definitely an improvement on before. So yeah, it's kind of, I think that I've kind of continued not to take myself too seriously. So the whole experience for me was really just 1 week at a time, learn as much as possible, make it to the next masterclass, because they were my favourite thing.
Now, you're an English teacher here in Melbourne. Your kids must be so proud of you, hey?
Yeah, I think I didn't realise just how excited they were until I got that parcel of letters from them, and they were just so excited. And then so the first thing that I did, you know, the first thing I did was do a workout, but the second thing that I did was go and visit my kids, and it was just so great to see them, and they were all so excited. Oh my God, it's Alice from MasterChef. And I'm like, okay, wait, hold up. First of all, it's Miss D, and it always will be. and second of all, why weren't you this excited when I was teaching you about geography and history? So I guess it sort of shows just how much standing kids give to people on TV, and hopefully I can kind of use that and harness it and send a message that makes a difference.
Now, it must be really inspiring seeing kids get into food and cooking. Now, I hear you're doing a children's cookbook, which is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I take it there'll be no tongue recipes in there, Alice.
You never know, because I really think that the problem with offal in Australia is that it's got a really bad rap, and people just don't give it a chance. So I think that if kids kind of started eating it from a young age, as they do all across Europe and, in fact, across much of the world, maybe, you know, they just wouldn't see it as such a big deal. And it is pretty yummy. I even got a couple of people to try it for the first time this morning. I cooked it up just for a rejig on breakfast, and it was really cool.
Now the competition is over, you're out in the real world where I guess we're all the hard work starts now for you.
Yes.
How much support is offered to you after the show?
Well, all of the judges keep themselves very open to us. We've got, you know, their contact details and things. We can sort of shoot emails back and forth and, you know, SMSs. Kylie and Julia, who want to get into patisserie have, you know, already had offers from the various pastry people that they met the other night, and, you know, they'll sort of follow that path. So I think that we've got the support that we need, and it's really now just a matter of using that. And I think that I've actually done the right thing by joining forces with Bo, and I think Bo and I are going to create something together, even maybe some sort of program that goes around to schools and gets kids into get them active and get them into kitchens. So that's sort of another project that I'm working on.
Because I can see you planting your own cooking show for kids on TV. That'll be fantastic.
That'll be super fun. But I don't know. I think that, you know, I'm kind of just keeping myself open to anything. So anything that comes my way, I'll definitely consider it.
Any networks listening, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Now, finally, Alice, it's a big grand final next week. Who's your pick for the top three, and who do you think will take out the title this year?
Well, I've always said that if I didn't make it, then I'd really want Julia to win, because she's my BFF. So I'd really love for her to still win. I really do think that Andy's a bit of a dark horse, because he's really coming into his own at the moment.
We love Andy and, here.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. He's a babe. And in fact, I shared a room with him and Ben. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was kind of because I got the last bed in the house, essentially, and it happened to be in the dungeon, and that was with 8 other people, and, you know, 5 of those people got eliminated, so it just ended up being Andy, Ben and I sharing a giant space. And, you know, I learned a lot about basketball, I learned more about AFL, and a lot more about living with boys, so it was cool. But I really think that he deserves to be there, and maybe someone like Mindy, because she's just been such a strong contender the entire time, and she's lovely as well.
Alice, thank you so much for joining me today on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much for having me, and have an awesome day.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.